In our look this week at the implications of PTSD on returning soldiers, on the stresses of war and deployments, on military families, we can't ignore the feelings of an enthusiastic, charming little 9-year-old boy named MJ, who suddenly finds himself in a dark, sad place when he's asked about what he gives up every time he says goodbye to his dad.
I have to say goodbye to my dad and allow him to leave. And when he's gone, he misses my Boy Scout when I became a Weeblo.
Because of his deployments to Iraq, MJ Greentree's Navy dad, Mike, missed his son getting his Scouting Weeblos badge. It's an experience of absence that young MJ carries with him from all the moving around of being a military kid. He tries to convince me that it's become easy for him to be the new kid in class at school.
For me, it just, like, comes naturally to be the new kid.
Consider the courage of young MJ now, who came into our studios with his mom, Vivian, all ready to explain what it's like to hold down the fort all the time while his father is gone, and he ends up overcome with emotions he can't control. PTSD is like that, intruding unexpectedly, emotions bursting forth. Now, MJ Greentree is not diagnosed with PTSD, neither is his dad, Mike, but his family is part of the collective American experience of the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, where a fifth of the 2 million-plus combat veterans from those wars has some symptoms of PTSD. Last year alone, 349 military personnel committed suicide, close to one a day, a number that easily outpaced the number of combat deaths in Afghanistan last year. Advocate Vivian Greentree, she's also MJ's mom, is caught in the middle of all this. She's director of research and policy for Blue Star Families, an organization she helped found in 2008. Part of her mission, she says, is to help military families watch for warning signs that someone, soldier, spouse, or child, is in trouble emotionally.
Families are at the epicenter for the service members, and that's whether it's a spouse or a partner, a sibling, their children, their parents. So involving them in the process and teaching them to recognize the signs when a service member or a veteran does show signs of distress, setting up expectations that are realistic, talking openly and communicating in positive ways. Those aren't things that people know inherently, and it's something that the military community are interested in building those skill sets within our families.
In your family, when does the stress begin in a deployment, and how does it enter your day as you deal
when
with
I'm asleep.
What? Go ahead. Just
yeah, right. It's when does it start? The one thing that I hold at the very basic for me is that I know that how children cope, the single determinant that shows itself is whether the at-home caregiving parent is coping well, because the kids take their cues from you. You know, we know that extracurricular activities are good for children during deployments because it keeps them active. The problem with that is, of course, you have one less parent to help get them there. So sometimes that can fall by the wayside, and then you deal with the guilt of, well, I couldn't get to both of their events, and if, you know, I'm in school or I have a job or I can't do all that. And then that starts like a spiral of anxiety and worry, and I think that can get away from us. And so for me, I center myself and say, you know, well, maybe we don't get as much done today. Maybe we have cereal for dinner, like a lot of other families across the country that are just trying to get through a work day when parents work, or you have a single parent households or two parent working households. But you have to come back to at the end of the day, the kids are going to react on how you react. You know, MJ is very empathetic, and I think he's developed that moving and knowing how it feels to be the new kid. And so whenever he sees someone who's kind of on the outskirts of a group, I mean, it just makes me so proud. He'll go and try to include them, and I think it is because he knows what it feels like to be on the outside.
Hey, MJ.
Yes, sir.
MJ, does your mom know that you actually like cereal for dinner?
Yes, sir.
You've told her that, so she shouldn't feel bad about that one, right?
No, she shouldn't.
Yeah, and your dad's going to come home in a couple of days. What do you have to show him for all the time he's been gone?
I have a few Lego sets. Mom made a box that we keep our stuff in that we want to show him. We also keep in touch by FaceTime, letters. So when he gets home, we're going to go rubbaging through it.
You know, MJ, you're kind of an expert, and that's why I've got to ask you this question here. So take a breath. My kids and a lot of kids who don't know about the military but maybe see it in movies and stuff like that think that it's just totally awesome to have a dad who wears a uniform, who might fly on a fighter plane or go on a aircraft carrier or go off to war and be in these situations where guns are firing and that sort of stuff. It's also hard, too, right, MJ?
Yes. I know other military kids, and when I know them, I'm glad because I know one of our parents or both of our parents are in the military. They'll get, like, you have to let go of your dad.
Now, when all these wars are over, MJ, you think you might design some sort of special unit you could hook your dad up to so that he doesn't go away again?
I've already tried that and it doesn't work.
Well, MJ, it sounds like you're doing pretty well. Vivian Greentree, how's your son doing, do you think?
He's, you know, given that we moved at the beginning of this school year, I tried to set them up for success by going to meet with the teachers and letting them know that in the middle of the year, their dad would be deploying. So if they saw any signs of distress, you know, that we could attribute it to that and see what we could do to mitigate it. But not every school district understands what it means to be a military child and how the effects of that lifestyle can affect their schoolwork. But I think, you know, our two, we're lucky they have very, very supportive teachers, very supportive principal, and we have the support of our neighbors, which is priceless.
Vivian Greentree is the Director of Research and Policy for Blue Star Families. That's a nonprofit that supports military families. She's also the mother of two, including her 9-year-old son, MJ, who joined us. Vivian's husband and MJ's father, Mike Greentree, is back from his deployment with the Navy this week. Welcome home.
Support for The Takeaway comes from Lumosity. Lumosity.com's daily workouts are designed to improve memory and attention. Dedicated to helping people feel sharper, think faster, and remember more. It's all at Lumosity.com.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.